Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy sports and politics.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You wanna talk smack? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy sports and politics.
JT. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. And welcome to another edition, the first Saturday in May. What's going to take place today? Just think about what's going to take place today. Besides the NFL draft, round 4 through 7. Besides that, we have the NHL playoffs. We have, quite naturally, baseball games that people are going to. And we also have the NBA playoffs. And, like I said, this is the first Saturday in May. And what happens in the first Saturday in May, you ask? The Kentucky Derby. What a day for sports today. I don't know what I'm going to talk about first, because it's such a plethora of things to talk about, and we only have an hour that we're going to spend today. But since it's in progress right now, baseball games haven't started or will be starting shortly. The NBA playoff and NHL playoffs will be tonight, including the fight, which is going to be on tonight, which we'll be talking about. That's definitely one of the things I want to talk about. But the NFL draft is taking place as we speak. Started at the round 4 through 7, like I said previously. 4 through 7 started at 12 o'clock. They're approximately with the 119th pick overall, or the 20th pick in the fourth round. So they're moving along steadily with that. Prizes, one surprise that just recently got picked, and that was the Vikings, who picked up T.J. Clemmings, which was projected to be a second-round pick, but because of health issues, mainly in his feet, he slid all the way down into the middle part of the fourth round. I think the Vikings may have gotten a steal here because this guy's been performing on the supposedly bad wheel or set of wheels he has for quite a while. So, offensive lineman, he's got a very good grade, especially to be in the fourth round. I think that's going to be a nice steal for the Minnesota Vikings as long as he's healthy. Another interesting factor that came in the fourth round, and it was the first quarterback taken in the fourth round. Jets moved up and did a trade with the Jaguars to get up to that fourth pick, which is the 103rd pick overall, is Bryce Petty, which some people had him as being the number 3 rated quarterback of all the quarterbacks in the draft. Got picked in the fourth round with the Jets. Geno Smith, you may be in trouble with your pick. We got a call on the line, and I know exactly what my man wants to talk about. And I'm gonna jump on the line. We're gonna shift gears here because I know what my man wants to talk about. Mikhail, he tried to call me last week. We had issues on the communication, but not this week. Welcome, Mikhail. How you doing, my man?
What's up, man?
How's it going? How you been?
Man, you know I am so psyched right
the
now.
The day's here.
The day is here. Yes. He never thought this day was going to come. Slim, I am so happy. So happy.
Well, I got some breaking news. I don't know if you heard about this already or not, but I'm going to lay this on you. And what we're talking about being happy about, people, if you don't know, we both are big Floyd Mayweather fans, and this dispute that we've had with a few people, including Macau's cousin and my esteemed co-host at times, Victor Gardner, about Manny Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather, has come to fruition tonight. That both of those two guys are going to finally face off after supposedly in the Pacquiao corner saying that Floyd's been ducking him for 5 years. That's going to come to fruition tonight. But this is what I wanted to tell you, Macau. I got this tweet about 15, 20 minutes ago, if that, that Rachel Nichols and Michelle Beadle have been banned from the MGM. Their credentials have been banned from the MGM, so they won't be able to get into the MGM to watch the fight by the Floyd Mayweather camp. Before we get into the fight, what's your thoughts on that taking place? What's up with that?
What did they do?
Well, Michelle Beadle, and you know, I don't know if you know history, but I'm pretty sure you do. Michelle Beadle was a victim of domestic violence, and she's had some not so nice things to say about Floyd Mayweather on the subject of domestic violence. Rachel Nichols had a interview with Floyd Mayweather, and part of it had to do with his history and his record on domestic violence. And I guess with the combination of those two women going at him from that angle, he doesn't want him anywhere near have the pleasure of watching him fight in the MGM. What's your response to that? That's what I'm saying.
You know, some people just forget. They forget that this is very much a free country. You know, but they want to operate like, you know, fascists and communists. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you get arrested and you go to jail, that's it. You know what I mean? You serve your time, you do it, that's it. But that's not enough for some of these people. It's just not enough. And I don't know what else to say other than that. I mean, but expanding more on that, you know, you just can't operate the way you operating when you've got other people to have other interests. So if they have another interest and they are the principals, they are the reason why you are being employed right now to come there and talk this stuff, they are very much in their right to say, look, no, you can't. We've had enough of your antics. We let you come in because we knew what you were going to do. You know what I'm saying? We knew how you was going to go, but you done went too far. Get out. So, no, I'm not really surprised or upset. This thing has been going on, and it'll never stop. Make no mistake. I'm not saying anything that's saying that I'm for domestic violence. No. That's just ridiculous. That's just incredibly ridiculous. But to sit here and say that this fight, there's something wrong with this man because he's had some issues, you know, some family issues, some issues that's gone on with him and stuff like that. And being as though he's, you know, gone to jail, served his time, you know, and has been straight ever since. To sit here and to constantly keep talking about it, the only thing that you're doing is bringing more attention to yourself. It's not about the fight. It's not about boxing. It's just about you and what you're thinking. I'm sorry what happened to you happened. You know what I mean? And you should talk about it. But just because you want to talk about it and you want to, you know, make a big fuss about it, I don't have to listen because that's not what I'm here for. I want to see the two best fighters in the world fight. I don't want to hear this nonsense. It's just, it's nonsense to me right now because it's ridiculous because this ain't the place. This is not the place.
Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a minute.
Sure.
Now,
sure.
Floyd Mayweather has been on record of having quite a few incidences of domestic violence. I think it's about 11, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. So in my opinion, and this is just my opinion and a lot of people's opinion, he is a habitual person that when it has to do with domestic violence. And besides the, and for lack of a better word, and to pay devil's advocate here, the slap on the wrist that he's had in the past, the sport he makes his living in, unlike other sports, has not punished him other than what the legal system has punished him. And I think that's the reason why not just Michelle Beadle, but Rachel Nichols, who are the reporters, and in my opinion, they have a legitimate reason to bring all this up, because the boxing world has not done anything to Floyd other than what the legal system has. And unlike other sports that punish their participants in that sport if it comes to domestic violence, especially here lately. So what's your thoughts on the reason I think they're I wouldn't say coming at Floyd, but for the simple fact is he's been slapped on the wrist and he hasn't, because it's happened so many times over and over again, he hasn't basically, in quotation marks, learned his lesson and reformed his ways. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's invalid. And I'll go back to what I said in the beginning.
Right.
A free country. You know what I mean? They want to operate as fascists. Look, you cannot, any sports entity being and all like that, they need to get out of this morality business. They really do, especially the NFL, because it's just not right. You need to let the law handle the things they need to handle. If the law didn't do it, then we need to focus on changing the laws. I've got no problem with that. I am on record saying that. I'll march, I'll fight, I'll do whatever. But to sit here and put it at an NFL, but I'm not finished, but to sit there and put it at an entity, you know, to punish him is silly. The second part of that is, You are wishing on a pipe dream if you're looking for boxing to lay down any kind of punishment to Floyd Mayweather. You are out of your mind. I will tell you right now, I will buy you some unicorns, some flying lollipops, what else is a mythical feast? If you think that the boxing federation to come together and give any kind of punishment to Floyd Mayweather, you are delusional. Why? There are several. I'm not even going to name names because I don't want nothing to happen to my cousin. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want nothing to happen to you. But there are several promoters that have been convicted of fraud, tax evasion, all kind of things, all kind of criminal conspiracies, RICOs, all kind of nonsense. Are you serious? People, are you serious? It's just crazy. I watch it and I just laugh because it's going to fall on deaf ears. Both of those ladies are wasting their time. They're wasting their time. It's invalid to me. You're going to sit up here and say the dirtiest sport on the planet, by far, needs to come down on, politically and socially correct stance for the public, and for them to, and for you, for them to purchase this boxing. Like I told Victor, you know, Floyd made $73 million without any of your money. The money right. is worthless to him. He ain't even thinking about it. He ain't thinking about it. Because look at the people that he fought. He always fought people that had, like, countries behind him. Manuel Marquez had the whole Mexican community behind him. Canelo,
right.
whole Mexican community.
Right.
Maidana,
right.
all the Argentinians. Ricky Hatton, all the British. This dude is a business powerhouse. Talk is cheap. You know what I mean? I feel real messed up that there's a lot of domestic violence going on. And Floyd done had his share. Let's be real. He done had his share, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he served his time for a couple of them. It's over now. In my mind, it's over. Still want to see him fight in the ring. You can arrest him 20 more times. I still want to see the best. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like the every other sport except for boxing, just like you say, boxing is a unique sport. One man sport, one man against the other, very violent sport. You got to have a certain mindset to be able to go into a ring, to accept somebody punching you in your face or wherever else, and then delivering the same amount of punishment to an opponent. You got to have a certain amount of a certain mindset to do that. And if you do it on a world-class basis, you're even that much more of a, for lack of a better word, idolized, because not everyone can do it, especially going undefeated. Now, all these naysayers, I see people jumping all over the place, some of them with an agenda, some of them don't like, quite naturally, you and I both know that, don't like Floyd Mayweather for his flashiness, for the amount of money that he has, for him being who he is and flashing that money, being a black man and flashing that money and not backing down from anybody. And if you don't like it, too bad. It's still here. I'm still here. I'm still undefeated. Put anybody in front of me, I'm going to knock them out or I'm going to get rid of them. And I move on to the next. You only got me for two more fights. After this fight, it's only one more fight. But with a lot of hidden agendas that are looking for, and hopefully that this is the last great white Polynesian, or I wouldn't say Polynesian, but great white, not great white, but great hope. You know, it's not a white, not
yeah.
a white
great hope,
Filipino. Great
yeah.
great Filipino
yeah.
hope.
I know what you mean.
Yep. So the other ones were great Hispanic hopes. This is a great Filipino hope. They had a great white hope. None of them has done what a lot of haters of Floyd Mayweather want them to do, is defeat him and try to shut his mouth up. You won't shut him up regardless if he wins or loses. You will not shut this man up. He's got too much to say and are not afraid to say it, and he's got the money to back it up. Talk to me, Mikel.
Man, these people, including my cousin, have fallen
yes.
for the biggest marketing with three-car Marcy I have ever seen in my life. All of them that hate him for whatever
yes.
agenda, you have fallen for the bull. You have. You've bought the hype. You've bought the hate. You know what I mean? You absolutely do not know anything about boxing. You don't. And I think Al Haymon and Floyd Mayweather are the two most brilliant business people on this planet. Floyd Mayweather used to be called Pretty Boy Floyd. He got no recognition, no acceptance, no respect. He got some money. But he ain't get the money he getting now. They left Bob Arum in 2006, and he became Floyd Money Mayweather. Ever since then, I have never seen so many people that just hate him and want to see him lose. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just ridiculous. Right. It is
sure.
ridiculous. And none of it makes any sense. If you even if you ask a Pacquiao fan, tell me a legitimate boxing reason why Floyd is going to lose. Floyd's going to lose this fight. Oh, you know, I just feel it. You know, it's time. You know, Pacquiao just got it. What? And I remember talking to my cousin. He was just like, yeah, man, I'm just tired. I just want to see Floyd get beat. And then he goes on and talks about how he's a congressman and this, that, and that. All of the things that were sold to him, nothing about boxing. Absolutely nothing about boxing.
One of the things that they were talking about is the hand speed and the amount of punches that the Pacquiao throws, and the fact is his power punches are deceptive. You don't think because he's a small man that he packs a power in his punches. But that's a few things that they're talking about: the amount of power punches he throws and the amount of punches he throws. What's your thoughts on that?
Look, man, in any sport, absolutely kills. There's no doubt in my mind that Pacquiao's got the speed. But Floyd has one thing that counteracts speed. And I keep telling people this, and I'm gonna say it again. Floyd has a thing called timing. Timing will defeat speed any day. We can go back and watch fights from this era all the way back to the 40s, and I will show you. Timing defeats speed. We just saw it. Amir Khan versus Danny Garcia. Garcia is way mad slower than Amir Khan. Amir Khan's got great speed. Everybody thought Amir Khan was just going to run all over Danny Garcia. That ain't happened, did it? Danny Garcia caught him with a jump right to his jaw, and he dropped him. Same thing with Manuel Marquez and Pacquiao. Pacquiao had the speed. What put Pacquiao out? Timing. And that's what Floyd Mayweather has. He has that to counter that. I do not believe that Pacquiao has more power than Mayweather. However, I do believe that Filipino man got some power. And if Floyd is not careful, he will touch the canvas tonight. He will touch the canvas if he is not careful. If he get too pretty and he get too confident, he's going to touch the canvas. Because there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind Pacquiao going to touch up Floyd. But in the first five rounds, he's going to touch him up. He's going to touch him up. But after that, after Floyd get a taste, and after Floyd see it, it's gonna be over. It's gonna be over.
Well, to that point, that I was listening to First Take with Stephen A. and Skip Bayless. Was it yesterday? Yesterday. What? Just hear me out here. And
I'm listening. Skip, I got you.
Skip Bayless said to Stephen A. that a quote from Floyd Mayweather is that he never watches tape on anybody. He never watches tape on anybody. And Skip Bayless couldn't believe that Floyd would say that and jump in a ring without being able to sit and watch tape of what a boxer does. Now, the response Stephen A. got, I don't know if it surprised a lot of people, but it made sense to me, and I'm going to try to relate to it the best way I can. Stephen A. say this. He said Floyd doesn't need to watch any tape. He said Floyd told him he doesn't watch tape. He says he watched boxers fight when they actually do are in the ring. He watched the Manuel Marquez fight when Pacquiao got knocked out. And he said within an hour after that fight, this is Stephen A. saying this, Floyd Mayweather called and talked to him for an hour after that fight about the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things Floyd says, the reason I don't watch any tape on anyone is because I don't want a preconceived notion of what I'm going to go into with the, into the ring. I want to be able to get into the ring, use my skills, and be able to, on the fly, basically, and this is paraphrasing, on the fly, see what I have to do to defeat my opponent, rather than have a preconceived notion and be surprised and not know what to do when I thought this person was going to do one thing and he's doing another. So I mm-hmm. jump in the ring. I jump in the ring, and that's not why sometimes you see Floyd Mayweather starting off slow, because he's mm-hmm. sizing up his opponent, and then once he sizes him up, he realizes what he needs to do in the best way to defeat his opponent, and you see him coming on maybe later in a fight. I hope I explained that enough for you. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, you explained it well. I absolutely do not believe any of that. I don't believe that Floyd isn't watching any tape, or somebody in that camp isn't watching any tape. Okay, I don't believe that, right? But I can believe that he isn't, like, doing film study. I can believe that.
Right.
There's absolutely no way that he's not doing, that they're not doing some kind of, you know what I'm saying, some kind of something. But on the flip side, the way Floyd fights, it lines up with that. It lines exactly up with that. But, however, if you do film study on Manny Pacquiao, there's a lot there that you could just get. You know what I mean? If you watch the Shane Mosley fight, Shane Mosley showed you how to beat Manny Pacquiao. You just move to the left. You just circle him to the left. He kept falling short. You know what I mean? You can't get too pretty with this guy. You can't.
Right.
You absolutely can't. If you watch the Tim Bradley fight, Bradley really put some things on Manny Pacquiao. I'm sorry, he really put it on him. But, you know, he ain't doing nothing to win. He's not all the way technically savvy like Floyd. You know, and Bradley gave Manny Pacquiao a whole lot of trouble. A whole lot of trouble. And that's the kind of fight you're really going to see. A cross between Ricky Hatton, Mayweather, and Bradley Pacquiao. That's what you're going to see.
Well, you think, let me ask you something. Manny Pacquiao's a southpaw. And Floyd Mayweather, along with a lot of other fighters, has trouble with southpaw. Now, I'm not saying he ran because of Pacquiao being a southpaw, but I'm saying he's going to have, in my opinion, difficulty with Manny Pacquiao simply because he's a southpaw, and he's one of these fighters that has had problems in the past with southpaw. What's your thought on that?
I really don't think Floyd has had problems with southpaws. I think that's a myth. A lot of people think that, you know, southpaws just have this advantage or whatever. They don't. It's just a mirror. You're just looking at a mirrored image of another fighter. You know what I'm saying? You're looking at a reflection of yourself. You
right.
know? What I don't like that Floyd does with southpaws, and it's going to be real interesting to watch. It is widely known when you fight a southpaw, you must establish lead foot dominance, right? What that
right.
means is, like, when the southpaw's right foot is out up front, you take your left foot and set it on the outside of his foot and, you know, go to work on him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You go to work on him, and, you know, you'll have the ability to get the angles you need. Floyd does not do that. Floyd steps to the inside. It's only two fighters that do it. Floyd Mayweather and Roy Jones. Both of them, they step to the inside of shows no indication of when they're going to punch. And the southpaw would be, you know, every time that southpaw steps his foot for lead dominance, they know they're coming. They know that that person is coming in, so they counter. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Slim, Mayweather is a beast. He's a mental beast. I'm telling you. I mean, you really have to, you know what you're doing if you're doing it. I don't like it. It's too risque for me. But Floyd has done it well. He did it against Guerrero. He did it against Ortiz. If you look at those fights, watch Floyd's foot. His footing is always to the inside of the southpaw. And I don't like that in this fight. I really don't like that in this fight. It's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. But I don't think it's going to be an issue for Floyd. He already knows how to fight southpaws. It's not going to be that much of an issue.
Well, then
if he gets too cute, I'm gonna tell you what. If he gets too cute and he puts that and he does his shoulder roll, he gonna have a problem because that means he's being too cute. Floyd needs to be in that high guard. He cannot do that Philly roll. He can't do that. He shouldn't be doing that. If he does the Philly roll, if you see him do it one time, oh, he done got too cute, and Pacquiao is going to go to work on him.
Okay. All right. Well, I imagine from what you're telling me, that's the reason why a lot of fighters that fight southpaws don't foot inside the lead foot of a southpaw. They'd rather keep it out.
They don't.
They don't want to go to the inside of them.
You don't want to do that because you're open for that straight left hand. You know what
okay.
I mean? But at the same time, you can get off your shots, but you're indicating. So like, let's say I'm fighting southpaw and I establish lead foot dominance, put it to the outside. To him, he knows I'm going to attack. So either
right.
he can block or he can counter. If he's a counter puncher, he's going to counter me all night. He's going to counter
right.
me all night. So it's like pick your poison. Floyd will choose to counter, you know, because that's what he does. And
right.
if he does it right, your man going to be on the floor. If he does it wrong, Pacquiao's going to rack up the points.
Okay, well, you get into the fight. Floyd gets into the fight with this guy, and I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Is this thing going a distance? Is Floyd going to stop him somewhere inside of 12 rounds? Is it going to decision? Is it going to be unanimous, or is it going to be split? I'm not calling you a fortune teller. I just wanted to get your perspective on the fight and how you think this fight's going to go.
It's going to be a KO. He's going to KO him because it's going to end up like the Ricky Hatton fight because Pacquiao does not know how to go into survival mode. He don't know how to do that. He's going to make Floyd Mayweather knock him out just the same way that Ricky Hatton did. Same way. He's going to make him. Either the fight's going to get stopped by the referee or by Freddie Roach because it's going to be a lot of punishment. It's going to be a whole lot of punishment. Floyd is going to crowd. He's going to crowd Manny Pacquiao, meaning he's going to step all the way up to him and take away his range from him. And then get him on the inside, which, you know, Floyd will have the advantage. I don't know what these people are talking about. Floyd don't fight on the inside. Floyd fights on the inside very extremely well, probably one of the best. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's leaner. He's longer. I'm sorry, not leaner. He's longer. He's got a longer reach. So it's going to be a big problem for Manny Pacquiao. You know, I do see this right between the first 4 to 5 rounds. You know, Pacquiao's he's going to catch Floyd. He's going to catch Floyd at least once or twice. Floyd may even go down. He may even go down, or he may get knocked up on his, you know, knocked off his ass a couple times. But right after that, he's gonna make the adjustment. He's gonna counter him, and he's gonna, you know, stop all that nonsense. All that nonsense will be out, and then it's gonna be incumbent upon Pacquiao to make an adjustment. And I don't think that Manny Pacquiao can make an adjustment, and that's when the fight's gonna be over. He's just gonna keep coming and coming, and Floyd's gonna catch him, and he's gonna knock him out. He's gonna knock him out with a straight right hand or a check left hook.
Well, let me ask you something.
Give me a second, okay? Give me a second,
sure.
'Cause I'm at the car wash. All right.
No problem.
All right.
All right. Well, the question I was going to ask him was that if he fights up close with Manny Pacquiao, wouldn't that be beneficial and give advantage to Manny Pacquiao because of the punching power of Pacquiao? And if you're right up in his grill, or you're inside of him, Pacquiao's got the shorter reach. Wouldn't that be an advantage for the guy with the shorter reach versus someone
No.
that's got a longer reach like Floyd?
No, that's not an advantage for Pacquiao. Pacquiao has to be in the mid range. He has to be in the mid range. He's not an in the clutch type fighter. He's not that type of fighter. And he's not the outside type of fighter. He needs you to be in mid range. So what Floyd is gonna do, he's gonna crowd him. He's gonna step all the way up to him and make him, you know what I'm saying? And make him
take
work
away
on
his
the
power.
Inside.
Take away his power.
Huh?
Take
yeah.
away his power.
Take away,
take away
no,
his
take
power.
Away, Yeah, take away his power and take away his range.
Right.
Take away his power, take away his range. Floyd cannot let him get in the mid-range area. He get in that mid-range area, it's going to be over. But the only, you know, and like when Pacquiao does that, you know, charge in, charge out, that's going to be pretty simple. All Floyd has to do is take a step back. And then counter, same way Marquez did it. Take a step back, throw the right hand. Take a step back, throw the right hand. Move to the left. You'll see a lot of that. You'll see a lot of that. That should be easy work for him. That should be real easy work for him. Off the break.
Wow. Yeah, okay. So you saying it's going to be a unanimous decision, or he's going to knock him out, one or the other? Is that what you're telling me?
He's going to knock him out. He's going to knock him out. He is going to knock him out.
Wow.
Because, like I said to you, most guys, when they fight Mayweather, they get...
Hello? 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 I can't hear you. Macau, you there? Macau, you there? I think I lost Macau. I hear him in the background, but I don't hear him. Hear him moving his phone
around.
You
got no distance to that body.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you now. I lost you for a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's gonna catch him to the body. He's gonna work him to the body. And he gonna catch him with that straight right hand. Or that check left hook. One of them three.
Now they said that Freddie Roach and Pacquiao have said some personal things about Floyd. Supposedly, I haven't seen them, but there's been commercials mocking Floyd. So rather than make this a professional contest, which it is, they've kind of put a personal feel into this, a personal touch, and made this personal. And I would just think that would be a more of an incentive for Floyd to really put it to Manny Pacquiao in more ways than one. What's your thoughts on that?
Nah, they trying to get him to trade. They trying to get him to trade, you know what I'm saying? And and hopefully that, you know, Manny could slip one of them magical punches in and drop him. But that's not going to happen. Ain't going to happen. Floyd is, if you look at Floyd, Floyd is real focused on this fight. No antics, no bullshit. I'm sorry. No nonsense.
Don't worry about it.
No nonsense. It's just, he just focused on this fight. It's not going, nah. They know, Freddie Roach and them know what they're going up against. They know. They know it. They know it. They just got to sell them tickets, man. They know it.
Okay.
Am I saying that, you know, Manny Pacquiao don't have a chance? Of course I'm not saying that. The dude got a puncher's chance. He definitely do. But do I think he got enough skill to defeat? No. No, he definitely don't.
All right. So where are you going to be watching this fight? Are you going to a spot with a whole bunch of people to watch this, or are you going to watch it in the comfort of your own home? Where are you spending your time watching this event?
Say what now?
I said, where are you going to be watching this event? Are you going to be watching it with a bunch of friends, comfort of your own home, or you already have somebody?
I'm going to be watching it with some friends.
And let me ask you the next question, which is the follow-up question to that. Is it going to be a mixed crowd, or is it going to be everyone that's for Floyd or for Pacquiao? Let me put it that way.
You know how I get down. Everybody in the house going to be for Pacquiao, except for me and my son. You know how it's going to be. You know, I don't got no problem in going into the lion's den. Everybody in there hate Floyd Mayweather just the way I like it. Just the way I like it. And they all going to leave there. They're going to be mad tonight. If you hate Floyd Mayweather tonight, you're really going to hate him today. You're really going to hate him today.
Well,
get your haterade out. There's going to be plenty of haterade tonight.
I hear you. Hopefully. I'm going to be on the show tomorrow regardless, and I'm going to be talking about the fight, but hopefully your cousin, because I posted this to him, I think on Thursday or last weekend, whatever it was, that regardless of who wins the fight, I'm going to be on the show on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wanted him to come on the fight. And,
He ain't going to come on. Because he ain't going to believe what happened. He's not going to believe what happened. Slim, you are not going to believe the delusional people tomorrow. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Well,
let me tell you what your cousin said.
This is what your cousin said. I said, so if Floyd wins on a split decision or unanimous decision or it's a close fight, and Floyd comes on the positive side of that, you won't acknowledge that. She says, no. He's got to win this convincingly. I said, so if Pacquiao wins this the same way I just posed out for Floyd Mayweather, then what's the deal there? He says, he beat him. Floyd's a fraud. I said, you can't have it both ways like that. I mean,
he's delusional.
I mean, and I posed this to him too. I said, look, who's the champ? I said, in the majority of fights that I've seen when they're fighting the world champ, you got to take it from the champ, and it's got to be convincing. It can't be close, because if it's close, it's going to the champ. Most of the time, it's going to the champ. So if Pacquiao's going to win this fight, he's got to take it from Floyd. Floyd ain't going to give it up, and it's not going to be if it's close, it's going to Floyd. Let me tell you that right now. Supposedly, I'm just saying, so if it's a close fight, you won't acknowledge that Floyd Floyd beat him. You won't think it's a controversial thing that that Pacquiao lost and that Floyd just barely won. I said, the bottom line is, when you get in the ring, whether you have a split decision, whether you have a unanimous decision, or whether you knock the man that, either completely out or on a TKO, the bottom line is to win the fight. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
You win the fight. So regardless of the circumstances, if Floyd Mayweather wins the fight, you won't acknowledge that. So, no. He's supposed to be such a big fighter. He has to win it convincingly in order to convince me. I said, well,
that's the thing.
Go ahead.
That's the thing. He's still thinking that Floyd got to convince him. That's why he's delusional.
Right. Right. You're right.
You're
right.
He's delusional. So delusional.
So, I said, Victor, if Pacquiao wins, regardless of how he wins, I'll give it to him. Plain and simple. I may not like it, but I'm going to give it to him. I don't think it's going to happen, but I'll give it to him. If it's a split decision, even if it's a unanimous decision, which I don't think is happening, even if he gets he knocks out Floyd, which I really don't think has happened, I'll acknowledge it. But you're telling me if it's close, if it's a split decision, for some reason you're not going to take that as something legit. I said, well, you're just a hater, and regardless of what you believe, you won't come to the reality of what it really is. So,
right.
And I got to believe there's a lot of other Pacquiao fans, and I'm not saying all of them, but there's a lot of them. No matter what happens, if Floyd wins the fight, they're gonna come up with some type of excuse, in my opinion, that they gave it to Floyd. Floyd won this, but Pacquiao really got screwed in the fight some way or the other. So we'll wait and see what happens. I do believe that Floyd is can't wait to get this man in the ring and silence all Pacquiao fans once and for all.
Yep, I can't wait for him. And like I told you, man, the last time I did this, Diego Corrales, man, and he tore that boy ass up, man. I ain't never seen. He just totally surprised me with all that. I didn't know he had it in him. I didn't think he had it in him. Just the way that these people think that Floyd don't have it in him. But see, like I said to you, Victor is delusional. Victor's very delusional. He thinks that Floyd is in the position where he has to impress him. Slam the Bama made $73 million in 1 year. Why he got to impress you, Slam? Why he got to impress you? And he's beaten everyone.
This is one of the things that I told Victor. And everyone, a lot of Pacquiao fans have been saying that Floyd has been ducking him for 5 years. I said, well, look, listen, Victor, and this is exactly what I said to him last week. I said, there was so-called rumors, and it wasn't substantiated, but there were rumors that Manny Pacquiao at the time, 5 years ago, was taking something, some performance-enhancing drugs. And there was a lot of things going on with boxers at that time, that boxers were getting hung up and caught with the performance-enhancing drugs. I said, and Floyd, the parameters Floyd had with Manny Pacquiao years ago was take a blood test, and I want to take 60% of the gate, and basically that's and there's probably some other parameters, but those two basically were some of the parameters that he wanted. Manny Pacquiao refused to take a blood test and didn't want to have that breakup, the percentage 60-40. Well, come this past November, all of a sudden, when Floyd had already announced that I'm only going to fight a certain amount of fights, and now it's come down to two fights before he retires, this being the one of two, Manny Pacquiao decides to agree to the terms Floyd had put out there 5 years ago. He agreed to all of it. Blood test and the gate percentage. So So why is he ducking him? He had put the parameters down years back. And now because Floyd will no longer be there and Pacquiao needs Floyd more than Floyd needs Pacquiao, because that's the biggest gate that Pacquiao's going to have before Floyd leaves the boxing scene.
Yeah, ever. That's the biggest purse he ever going to get. He'll never get anything bigger. And
exactly.
He know it.
That,
they all know it. Bob Arum, all of them know it. That's why Bob Arum is acting like an asshole.
That's right.
Why he's acting like this.
Right.
And you know what? And you know what I'm sick of? I'm so sick of dudes like Bob Arum getting a pass, but my cousin and them, they keep going at Floyd. I don't understand this.
Why do you think Floyd Mayweather left but Bob Arum?
He's made more
money than he's ever made with Bob Arum. So what's that telling you? Anyway, and like I said, why do you think Floyd would duck him when he and all of a sudden Pacquiao wants to agree to this, because he knows this is a big payday. He knows this is the next to last chance, because Floyd's not going to be boxing after his last bout. So he's got to either agree to it now or never agree to it and say goodbye to Floyd, and everybody's going to say coulda, woulda, shoulda. Well, it's so hilarious, in my opinion, to look at it, and it's right in your face, and it's obvious, and people are in denial. And so, rather than look and say, you know what? Pacquiao had agreed to this, or he would have never been able to fight Floyd, because Floyd had announced a while ago, I'm only going to fight a certain amount of fights. So, and it's the same parameter.
You know what it was? Hold on. You know what it was? This is what it was. This is exactly what it was, bro. And I ain't even going to lie to you. Marquez, and I told you this before, Marquez was doped up on that fight when he fought Manny Pacquiao. It's no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
He dropped Manny Pacquiao in that fight.
Right.
After that fight, they've been doing USADA testing ever since that fight. That is absolutely no lie. After that fight, they've been doing USADA testing at every one of Manny Pacquiao's fights. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Wow.
This dude has gotten away with, you know, taking PEDs. Now, I ain't totally against him taking PEDs, right? I'm not. But, however, if the dude in the ring with you is not on PEDs, no, then you can't. You shouldn't be doing it. You shouldn't be doing it. It's only fair if both of y'all are doing it. If both of y'all are not doing it, nah, Slim. You need to leave it alone. And Floyd and them saw it, called it out years ago. This mama even they sued him. They sued him because he said that. And they won. They won because there's no proof. You know, and, you know, Manny Pacquiao has never come up dirty. But in that HBO special, we talking about he was scared of needles and he thought he was going to take it away from him. Get out of here, man. Miss me with that. Miss me with that. I don't even want to hear that. But Floyd is ducking him. Floyd's been ducking him all these years. And now Floyd is the one in the corner. Yeah, okay, man. That is so ridiculous to me. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my life. Floyd is in the corner. Floyd is backed up in the corner now. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
All right, man.
Yeah, well, just check this out. Floyd doesn't like to make money. Floyd doesn't like a big payday, and knows that if they fight Pacquiao, that's going to be one of the biggest paydays around. So, I mean, how ridiculous is that? How ridiculous
is that? look, it's going to be the biggest payday around for a fighter who has the highest paid contract in all of sports right now. So
right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm looking at these people. I'm like, what are you talking about? Floyd don't need this fight. He don't.
Right. Right.
He don't need, like I told my cousin before, Slim, he don't have to fight him. He don't need him. Pacquiao needs Floyd. Floyd don't
exactly.
need him. He don't.
Exactly.
He don't.
Exactly.
He don't.
Exactly. But the Floyd haters, they just jump on this now because it's agreed to. And they think that all this time Floyd was ducking them. And Floyd came out there and fought everybody that was the most popular people, most popular that people wanted Floyd to fight. And
yeah.
and he fought them all. It wasn't like he said he'll pick his poison. He fought the ones that were on top, not quite right with Floyd, but they were on top, and said, "I'll fight you, no problem. I'll fight you. Bring him on."
Mm-hmm.
Took all takers. Now he's taking Pacquiao. Because Pacquiao decided to agree to what he had posed to him 5 years ago. So, come on, people, wake up!
Yeah,
look at it. If it walks and acts like a duck, then it must be that, obviously. So all these guys that are Aram, Freddie Roach, and even Manny Pacquiao chirping that Floyd, for some reason, is scared. It was ducking him. Well. Now the payday is coming, so they're chirping all they can to quite naturally to pump up the fight and to, for whatever reason, justify them fighting Floyd now. When it's in fact, like you said, Mikhail, they need Floyd more than Floyd needs them. So plain and simple.
And they can't stand it. They hate it. They
right.
hate the fact. They hate the fact. You
right.
listen to Freddie Roach back in the day. Who does Floyd think he is? With all these parameters and stuff. Meanwhile, they have been draining fighters. They, I remember when they drained Joshua Clardy. They made Cotto come down to 147. They did all
right.
kind of stuff. But when Floyd
right.
tell you what he want, it's a problem. I'm just sick of these hypocrites, man. I'm just
right.
done with them. They have been all over the board. I'm so glad this fight is gonna happen tonight. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to see now. We are going to see. And like I told you, man, this fight, Freddie Roach is going to have to stop this fight or Manny Pacquiao is going to get KO'd. He's going to get hurt real bad in this fight. He's going to get hurt real bad in this fight because he makes too many mistakes. He makes too many mistakes.
I hear you. All right, we come to talk to him about this longer than I wanted to do, but that's okay because at least I got somebody that's got some sense that can actually talk reasonably about this fight versus someone that fails to see the forest for the trees. But it is what it is, and I'll be talking about this tomorrow in on the Master Plan at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Look, and let me say this. If Floyd loses, dude, I will be on your show, and I will eat all the crow that I need to eat. I'm telling you, I will be there, and I
no
will.
Problem.
And I won't be on there saying it was a cheat. It was what this, that, and the third. The man won. They caught.
Right.
If they lift his hand in unanimous decision, I, you know what I mean. And it was. And I watched the fight, and he beat
right.
him. I'll
right.
say it. You know what? He beat him. He beat him.
Right. Right. Okay, well, with that being said, I want to thank you for joining me tonight, man. I mean, today, I should say. And I'll be sitting in front of the screen intently, wherever I'm at, watching this fight.
Keep your phone, Slim. I'm going to be texting you, man.
We'll be in touch. I can guarantee you that. With that being said, tune in tomorrow because I'll be recapping this fight along with recapping the NFL draft. And if, Mikhail, you call, regardless one way or the other, because I want to get your opinion on also the Redskins draft picks too. So that being said, tune in tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I'll be there with the Master Plan. I am JT, and we're out.
Fantasy Sports and Politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You want to talk smack? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy, sports, and politics.